This podcast is sponsored by Aurora Packaging Solutions, a global packaging solutions provider leading the transition to a more sustainably packaged future. They specialize in developing packaging and visual communication solutions that reduce the impact on the environment and bring sustainability goals to life. With a focus on partnership and service, they create a custom solution for your business. To learn more, please visit www.ororapackaging.com.
Welcome to Sustainable Packaging with Corey Connors. Today's guest is a fellow TikToker, my good friend Meg Geiger, who is the CEO of Meg Cells. Hi, how are you?
Hi. Good. How are you doing, Corey?
Good. Thank you so much for making time for us. I've always loved your videos on TikTok, and I thought we just had to do it. Can you tell us about your background a little bit? Who are you? How'd you start in this crazy world of reselling?
Sure, absolutely. So before the pandemic, which I'm sure this is similar to a lot of people, I was in hotel sales. So I've always kind of had a sales background. But in terms of hotel sales, I was selling weddings, social events, corporate events, which obviously during the pandemic came to a halt. So that was a big change for that whole industry, because really with all the limits on events and the sizes and the capacity percentages, it really just kind of devastated the industry. It's just coming back now. So for 2 full years. So I found myself and a lot of other of my coworkers, we were all furloughed, just like a lot of other hotel employees. So kind of just sitting there for those first 2 weeks when everyone thought COVID's done in 2 weeks, just right. Kind of like, well, what are we doing? What should we do? So I kind of got into like just cleaning out my home, which I think a lot of people did. And they were like, okay, I have all this stuff I don't need. Right. And I'm looking at these things. And it's funny, I actually found back from when I was a kid, me and my brother's Pokemon collection, which I knew nothing about. And I'm like, you know, this has to be worth some money. This is old. This is like early 90s cards. Like, you know, we got to check it out. So I looked into eBay, realizing that I had a ton of rare cards that were worth a good amount of money. So I kind of went on YouTube and, you know, TikTok as well. And I educated myself on like, how do you sell things on eBay? How do you price things out? How do you ship? So I sold off that whole collection. We did pretty well in the collection. And then I'm like, I don't want to stop. I love it. So right. I kind of continued to learn and teach myself how to continue to sell. So just kind of fell into it.
That's an amazing idea. And what's more sustainable than just selling what you have? And
that's right.
Especially you even will sell, what really caught my attention was you will sell things like old packaging. Mm-hmm. Like that blew me away. I saw that and I immediately followed you. I thought, this is brilliant. So
thank
can you tell us, where did that come from? Most people wouldn't think to sell old bottles and old packaging.
Yeah. So I actually have a whole series. It's called Weird Things You Can Sell Online. So that's part of my TikTok and YouTube and Instagram. It honestly blew me away when I was teaching myself how to do this. And I'm still very much learning. I've been in it about 2 years now. But every time I like look things up, or I pick something up at a thrift store or something from my own home, and I look it up, I'm blown away by how much people will pay for things, or even things that you would never think to just throw out, right? That they actually sell for money. So, and I love that idea that it's sustainable too. So I have so many episodes of weird things, such as like, you can sell wine corks because people like to use wine corks to make crafts, right? And while maybe they don't go for a ton of money, it's better than just throwing them out and them just kind of sitting and rotting away. So everything from that, really, I'm pretty sure that almost everything sells. I mean, there's some things, but you know, that's kind of why I created that series. Cause I'm like, this just blew me away. So I think, you know, other people wouldn't know this either.
I think it's brilliant. And I think it's a missed opportunity for a lot of people. I often talk about recycling, and recycling is incredible, but if we can reuse more times, that's even more sustainable.
Absolutely.
So what you're doing is the pinnacle of sustainability, and I'm thankful for what you're doing. Well done.
Thank you so much. I try.
So how did sustainability become kind of one of your topics? Is it just part of who you are?
Yeah. I mean, I've always tried to be as sustainable as like I can as a person, just even in my day-to-day life, right? Like everything as simple as, you know, my household, we don't purchase water bottles. You know, we only use reusable water bottles. You know, we utilize a company called Blue Land. I'm not sure if you've heard of them. Yeah. They have all the, all the sustainable cleaning products, right? So you don't have to keep repurchasing those plastic bottles. They come in little, you know, almost like a little pill, it looks like, and you drop it in your bottle and you kind of just reuse it that way instead of purchasing a whole new plastic bottle. We use Earth Breeze, which is a company that, you know, they get rid of the plastic detergent jugs and they mail us, it's laundry sheets. So they look like dryer sheets, but they're actually detergent, but in a sheet form. So little things like that have always been really sustainable. And to be honest, it's a lot less expensive too, because, you know, when you're looking at things, like especially for packaging, when you're shipping things out, right? Why would I go purchase 50 boxes or something, 50 different poly mailers, right? When I can just reuse, you know, if I order from Amazon or anywhere, I can reuse all those, you know, and just kind of send that out and use it for shipping. So I found it to be less expensive and more sustainable.
Absolutely. Oftentimes over the last 2 years, many people like you started a business and they came to me on TikTok and said, How do I get 50 boxes? How do I get 25 boxes? How do I get 10 boxes? Right. And I would say, go to a local store that has a corrugated recycle bin in the back and say, hey, can I go through your bin? And I guarantee 99% of the time, they'll say, sure, man, get rid of it. I don't care.
Yeah.
We don't want that stuff.
Right.
And and it'll get reused again and again. You can reuse corrugated dozens of times and it will keep its strength as long as they're not wet.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So that's a great tip. Any other great tips or tricks for resellers like yourself?
Yeah, definitely. So for me, I'm happy to say that within 2 years, I have never purchased boxes or poly mailers. What I do is I actually ask my friends and family. So I go all through my family, all through my friends to just please save any bubble wrap, any boxes, any literally the thin poly mailers, any bubble mailers, just save them for me and I'll come pick them up. And I also source, like if I can't get enough that way, I source on Facebook Marketplace. A lot of people will post like if they've just moved, they have tons of packing supplies.
Yep.
They just want to get rid of it, right? Like they don't want to wait for their next large garbage pickup in a month. They want it gone now. So I go and source that way, as well as the stores, you know, like I don't get to that point where I need to go to a store, but if I do, you know, you just pop in and ask. So I would say the tip that I would give for other people is ask other people to save their supplies for you, right? It cuts down on your operating costs. You can just kind of go and take that and reuse those items. And then if you ever do run out of supplies, USPS offers free shipping supplies as well. So you can take advantage of that. Yeah. So it's super easy just to order on the website and it's literally costs you nothing and they deliver it to your front door. So that's a great option as well.
That's another great tip. Yeah. Do you know that Amazon ships 4,000 packages every minute?
Is that right? That is crazy. So,
I mean, this is the greatest tip I think we can provide is just like exactly what you said. Call your 5 best friends and say, hey, don't throw those away. I'll pick them up or I'll grab them next time I'm there. You should never have to buy things. I've worked with dozens and dozens of resellers like yourself, and they all say the same thing. Don't buy that stuff. You don't need to.
Yeah. And I think there are a lot of people that are concerned about the presentation of it, right?
Sure.
Which makes sense. But I think for reselling, it's not so much about branding yourself, but what I do in my boxes, I have a small like thank you card and I include on the thank you card that, you know, this order was packaged with mostly recycled materials. So thank you for participating in that. So just so, you know, if people are concerned that, you know, the logo Amazon is on their box, people can understand that it's been recycled and maybe appreciate that, you know, as much as we do.
Yeah. That's brilliant. Yeah. My friend Amy owns a company called Big B Little B and they do the same thing. They put a little sticker. This box has been used 3 times or /4 times or 5 times, you know,
that's great.
And just like a tally mark of how many times it's been shipped.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So tell us about something really interesting that you sold that is just like in your memory, like, oh, this was so cool. I couldn't believe I sold this.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've had quite a few of those. And I think that goes back to my weird things you can sell series. The weirdest one for me that I never would have thought is egg cartons, believe it or not. So you can actually sell both the plastic and the cardboard cell. I usually purchase the cardboard, but the cardboard cell, because like even farmers, like they use those for seed starters. So they kind of have different, they fill it in with soil and kind of plant their seeds in there just to start it for the season. So weirdly enough, like if you package those, I think I sold them in like a lot of 20. So you save up 20 egg cartons, right? And if you have two per week, you're doing good. And then you sell them for like $8. And it's not much, but again, you're recycling it. And it's something so weird that I formerly used to just throw out, right? And now I'm like, no way. So different things like that. I think that was probably the craziest thing. And when I told my family that, save your egg cartons for me, they're like, what? What is she doing? But it's definitely really interesting. You know, you wouldn't think that.
Have you ever considered writing a book?
You know, yeah, but I don't think I'm there yet. I do enjoy writing, but I think that's a huge project to take on. But I would love to do that one day when I have some time and sit down and write everything out.
I think that's a book I'd buy. Meg Sells Weird Things. That seems
Thank you.
Seems interesting.
Yeah. Perfect.
So any cautionary advice for people that are thinking, oh, I can quit my job and do what Meg does?
Definitely. So I would say, so if you want to start this, right? Like if it's something that you're interested in trying, try instead of just investing all your money in purchasing things to flip, like whether it be from thrift stores or sourcing online, I would try to sell things in your own home first and make sure you like it and make sure, like, you know, it's something that could work for you, because it's hard to just go into it and put all this money into it if you don't know what brands sell well, or, you know, what you can kind of spend in order to make enough profit to make it worth your time. So I would say start with selling things from your own home, right? And if you are trying to look to do this full time, you need a lot of space. You need space to store your inventory, which I don't think people realize. Like I have, for example, about, I think it's like 200 items listed right now on one of my stores. And that takes up a huge amount of space. It's almost like a whole room. And I don't think people would think, they're like, oh, 200, it's not that much, but that's a lot of space, right? Depending on what you're selling. So that's definitely one thing. Another thing I would tell people to be aware of is you really have to educate yourself on, if you're flipping brands, especially if it's designers, you have to be careful of duplicates or, you know, fakes. So there's a lot out there, especially at, you know, thrift stores and bins, if you're looking through Goodwill bins, that are fakes, right? So you need to understand, okay, like what is a fake and what isn't, because if you sell fakes, like if you just didn't genuinely know and go to list it on your store, especially on eBay, you can get dinged for that and they can, you know, deactivate your account. So that's something to be very, very cautious of. And if you're not sure, then send it into, you know, an expert or someone who knows. So that's one thing I'd be super careful of.
Yeah, that's a brilliant point. Very important, because you can get legally in trouble, you know, or even, you know, I think a rating for a person that resells, a rating, like an eBay rating, is a very important thing, right?
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah, somebody could give you a zero or one, I don't know the system, but really low rating, and that could bring you down, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You want to avoid that if you can. And it's something so innocent, right? You could just genuinely not know that it's a fake, because some of these fakes look so good and it can really kind of deteriorate your business. So if you're not sure, it's better to just send it in to someone who's an expert, or just give it up, you know?
Yeah. Do you offer any coaching services for what you do?
I do. Yeah. So I offer a couple different options. I do mentorship, which I can do by, like, you know, a half hour or an hour. And then I also offer store reviews. So if people, you know, input their eBay store, if they're just starting, I can go through it for them, kind of give them some feedback on things you need to change. Most often it's as simple as pictures, right? Sometimes people have a picture and, you know, there's a dog toy in the background. You're like, that's not so attractive, right?
So
I do offer mentorship and store reviews.
That's excellent. And how do people get in touch with you for those?
So you can either go on my TikTok. If you go, I have it both on TikTok and Instagram. On my Linktree, I have a link right to the coaching services, or you can email me. My email is itsmegsells@gmail.com. So they can easily just kind of contact me there and we could set something up.
Thank you so much, Meg. What are some future goals? Do you think, is this going to be an empire? Or are you going to continue this? Or are you going to focus on coaching or start a new company? What are your thoughts?
So I have to say, this is definitely something I'm very passionate about. So I do hope at one point to kind of grow it. But I think the main focus that I'd like to do is to kind of turn people's minds. Whereas, you know, and as a kid, I think this was a big thing because a lot of people kind of saw like hand-me-downs or secondhand items as kind of like not, you know, so luxurious, right? So I think I'd like to get people away from that and understand that, you know, secondhand items are so much more sustainable and better on your wallet, you know? So that's kind of where I'd like to head. And I'd like to grow the business in terms of doing that. And I'd love to continue coaching and maybe write a book.
You heard it here first, folks. That's Meg right. Sells Weird Things coming in 2025. I can't wait.
Yeah, good. Give me 3 years.
It's writing a book is not easy, but there are lots of ghostwriters these days that can help you.
Yes, that's very true. You know,
put it together, but I think it would sell. You know.
Thank you.
I'd be a customer for sure.
Thank you. That's good to know.
Well, thank you so much, Meg. Thank you, Landsberg Aurora, for sponsoring this podcast. And we really appreciate it. If you're listening, please take a minute to review and make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. Thank you so much, Meg. We appreciate you. This episode is sponsored by SpecWrite, the first purpose-built platform for specification management. So much has changed when it comes to packaging, and there's a new book to help you stay ahead of the curve. The Evolution of Products and Packaging, written by longtime packaging executive Mr. Matthew Wright, helps you unpack industry trends and explains how you can use data to drive packaging, innovation, and sustainability. Download your free copy today at specwrite.com/book. That's SPECWRIGHT.com/book.